Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. In my hand, the New York Times. Read it. The genie is already out of the bottle. There's no wall high enough to keep the stuff contained. Thanks to biotechnology. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. A meeting with President Bush. I was at the White House this week as a small group of industry leaders, 24 to be exact, met with President Bush and Larry Lindsey, the President's chief economic advisor, and Secretary of the Treasury Paul O'Neill. We were in the Roosevelt Room across the hall from the Oval Office. President Bush thanked us for our support in helping to pass his tax cut plan. This was also an occasion to get a first-hand understanding of the President's agenda and priorities. Larry Lindsey called the recently signed tax legislation a good step forward, but he emphasized that the next priority must be to make the tax cuts permanent. And I say amen to that. As it stands now, the death tax is not entirely eliminated until 2010, so you need to live that long. Then you need to die in year 2010, because the next year the tax is reimposed. Of course, this sounds nutty, but for budgetary reasons they do nutty things out here. President Bush told us that two of his next priorities would be, number one, to preserve Social Security and create personal savings accounts to supplement the government's role. And number two, to secure passage of fast-track trade negotiating authority for the president. And in that regard, the White House has asked me to line up the support of all former secretaries of agriculture to give the president that negotiating authority. And when I get the supporting letters all signed, I'll let you know. The president made clear his skepticism of the causes of global warming and said he intended to stand his ground against his European critics. A final and very important point that we can monitor. He said he would stand up against the Congress if they try to bust the budget by exceeding the 4% growth rate agreed to. Good luck on that. And this is John Block reporting from Washington.